The reason is because as a sort of contrast, let's just say, between the way the tenor of the meetings that sometimes happens in a city to the north of Gulf Breeze and the tenor of the meetings in Gulf Breeze. It's not always this way, but it is often this way. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Was that okay for you?
Love it. We love it. Thank you, Andrew.
A little bit of a throwback there to a calmer time. I'll say it, boring agenda last night. Not a lot on there other than, what, two new police officers, a new sergeant, and also a new fire chief, which is good news. That's great stuff.
But we had a fantastic agenda last night. We also had Randy New, who's a local sculptor artist, and the council accepted the donation of a beautiful piece of art that's going to be at Wayside Park. I have to mention that because Randy already texted this morning to say, wow, what a privilege it was to come to our council meeting see efficient government. And we appreciate that plug. So I had to mention that this morning. We ran right through the agenda and talked about some grants that we have coming up for resiliency. It was a great night.
One thing I wanted to talk, we didn't get a chance to talk about this before, but there's a bill that's working its way through Tallahassee that I think you guys maybe are involved in somehow that has to do with the capping of the services that you provide for non-residents through like the water system that you oversee. Is that right?
Yeah, so Senator Doug Broxton reached out to Gulf Breeze. We had recently done a utility study to show the surcharges across the state of Florida. What a surcharge is it's reflective of your utility customers outside the city limits who derive the same benefit as customers inside the city limits from the provision of services. And then also being able to receive those services with a lower cost because of the tax exemption, the governmental borrowing power, versus, say, a private utility that we saw a lot in the 80s and 90s, Andrew, when you had rural areas and you would have a developer come in, you know, pop up a subdivision and put maybe a packaged wastewater treatment plant in.
Right.
And so there was a real move in the late 90s and early 2000s to consolidate those private utilities that were coming at a much higher cost. And municipalities were encouraged to take those over. In return, there's got to be some type of return back to the residents who are providing these services outside their city limits. And so it's typical that there would be a surcharge so that those residents are paying a similar fee to taxes paid inside the city, the difference being that the surcharge goes back into the utility fund. What we had during the global recession in around 2008 is that governments throughout the entire state of Florida raised the surcharge to the maximum amount, which is 25%.
Okay.
That seems high, but it, you know, equates probably less than $10 on each person's bill. The city of Gulf Breeze is different. And what that means is that for many, many years, up until the last 10, our surcharge, what we charged our county customers, was 3%. Back in around 2017, it was raised to 6% because our residents were actually paying more. Our city residents pay a 6%. At that time, a 6% municipal utility service tax. And we have always charged the same. I think one of the reasons for that is because we do have a water board, a Gulf Breeze Regional Water Board. Prior, it went by a different name, but it is comprised of city and non-city residents who provide advisement to the council on policy matters. I think, Andrew, we might be the only one, certainly in the panhandle, that is a municipality with an advisement board that the council appoints people to that board who aren't even city residents.
So
that really has helped us strike a balance. I don't think we've been too good at telling that story in the past. And so there was, I think in the past, an understanding from county residents that they were actually paying more than city residents. when the opposite was true.
I gotcha.
I think Doug Broxton looked at that as a best practice, and now they're looking to see something similar throughout the state of Florida.
Okay, so it won't have much change on you or us, but it is what we're doing, and it's going to be exported to the rest of the state. So, wow, okay, that's kind of a cool thing. You don't hear that an awful lot, but we'll take that. Also, wanted to talk to you a little bit about something that I've heard about, which is like companies that are into like hotels getting into the vacation rental and property acquisition business. But hang on just a second. We're talking to Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right, we have I-10 westbound, just west of the exit at mile marker 26 in Milton. The roadway is blocked there, so please use caution in that area. Also, we've got our normal slowdown in Gulf Breeze from the construction traffic, also Windhaven eastbound near the Publix. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. If you have any traffic tips, text 437-1620. Sorry, that's a lot of numbers there. Mm-hmm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Sam Abel. Sam, you and I were talking a little bit off the air, and you're actually working on an opinion piece about this subject of companies acquiring property that would otherwise be available to individual owners, but they're using that as like vacation rentals. And there's other problems that come with that, right?
That's right, Andrew. So I recently attended the International City and County Managers Association conference. I've been going to that conference for over 20 years, and the attendees are thousands of managers throughout this country and abroad. And it's the opportunity for us to get together, share information and case studies, and it's a deluge of info. What really struck me this year is that Florida is awake to an issue that the rest of the country is just now waking up to. And part of that is because of the preemption from the legislature that meant our local communities were not able to outlaw short-term rentals in our neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Well, during the pandemic, our short-term rentals were able to rebound much faster than our hotels. The hotels took notice of that. Now Marriott International, which is the world's largest hotel company, has gotten in on the game, as well as, you know, bookings.com and all these, you know, hundreds of other websites. So that right now, Andrew, if you wanted to go to somewhere in the middle of Florida, let's say you wanted to go to Perry, Florida or Chiefland, Florida, you look for a room, ordinarily, you would find hotels clustered at the interstate. Now you will be able to stay in homes, single family apartments, and you'll be able to add on different experiences. Let's say you want to enjoy someone's orchard. Let's say you want to enjoy somebody's stocked fishing pond.
Kind of like the exotics you see on Airbnb, the unusuals. Okay, that makes sense.
That's right. That's right. So the issue with that is how do you preserve community, right? And
We're getting some weird feedback off your phone, Sam. You're not on a speakerphone, are you, by chance?
I'm not, no.
Okay, I don't know, weird. Go ahead. Hopefully it clears up.
Well, I just put it on speaker. Does that help?
Go ahead. We're fine for now.
Okay. So who is prioritizing preserving our neighborhood? And, you know, just last week I got into a conversation with a longtime resident who was complaining because there are scooters absolutely everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I asked her, if the city had not prioritized the multi-use path, would we still be seeing those scooters? And her friend said, yes, they're everywhere. Well, why is that? Part of that is the commercializing of short-term rentals within neighborhoods. And so it's an issue that we're seeing nationwide. Florida, with our fast growth, has definitely woken up to that a lot quicker. But it's something that our city and county managers are definitely going to need to wake up to, and hopefully our legislatures will take this up this year.
Oh, that makes sense. Yes, I mean, I see it from Marriott's point of view. You know, just be the competition. Don't compete against the people doing the short-term rentals. But that also puts, you know, sideways pressure against the desire to expand opportunity for people who want, you know, affordable housing, because if the rental market is taking up the housing, that's a challenge. And also, I've seen, when my wife and I are biking around, we see all of these vacation rentals, and every one of them has five or six electric bikes or scooters, you know, in the garage, because they provide that. Well, that creates a certain kind of traffic issue or pedestrian safety issue if all of those people come to town and they're driving those bikes. No, I can see all of that. Wow, interesting. Well, Sam Abel, she is a city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. As always, Sam, thank you for joining us. I always appreciate it. It's very good information. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Drew.
820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are an employer, you've got employees and you deal with benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR management, payroll, all of that, and you're doing great and you're happy and you love it, good. Keep doing what you're doing. I mean, I wouldn't tell you to change it, you know. But I will say this, you know, maybe, okay, somebody comes in like Torgerson Causey, they look at what you're doing and they find a way to do it better or to give your employees choices they didn't have before. I know, because that's what happened with us. I thought we were fine. I didn't think anything of it. And then Torgerson Causey came in and we had about 6 years ago and we had better choices. And I found out that we had way better customer service because, you know, you just kind of get used to what you get used to. And I found out with them, they answer your questions, answer them well quickly. I'm like, oh, this is possible. So great. Anyway, Torgerson Causey for us has worked great. I hope you'll check them out too and find out if they might be able to do better for your employees. More than 20 years helping local businesses figure out employee benefits. 433-9996 or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Join Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric is one of the least expensive hurricane protection systems available. It is strong and safe and defends against wind, water, and flying debris. The professionals from Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric will be here to take your calls and answer any questions you may have about protecting your home and family during a storm. That's this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Indiana, we are simply passing through history. This is history.
That's the kind of song where you may not know where it comes from. Like, you kind of feel like I ought to know that. You recognize that one at all, Jake, by chance?
The voice sounds very familiar.
It's Carla DeVito. I don't know if there's any relation, but Carla DeVito, that's from The Breakfast Club. That's when they're doing the dancing or whatever in the library. So
just before my time.
There you go. I love to hear it. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3. How do the roads look this morning? Traffic on the fives.
Not too bad. We got that Gulf Breeze Tiger Point westbound construction. As always, it looks pretty bad this morning. Also, Milton I-10 westbound, west of exit mile marker 26. The roadway is actually blocked there, so please use caution in that area. This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. They need your car and will pay you more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. If you have any traffic tips, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, your loved ones, especially like your parents, aunts, uncles, it could be brothers and sisters or friends, but particularly it's usually your parents, you start to notice that as they get older, you know, they go through changes and they start to be, you know, not as able to do the things that they used to do. Okay. You notice that they need help shopping. Maybe they need help driving. They maybe need help cooking and cleaning. It might be even more basic activities of daily living, like getting dressed or, you know, taking care of brushing their teeth and stuff like that. And that's very normal. But we all don't want to recognize it. And so what happens is we help, or maybe you've hired help, but maybe it's getting to be too much. When it gets to be too much, that's when you call John Horton at Assisted Living Locators. And you may have even thought to yourself, like, I'm never, ever putting my loved ones in skilled nursing care. Okay, I understand. But assisted living is not that. Assisted living is in an apartment on your own, but with help available kind of on site in a community of other people like you. It is genuinely independent living, just with some help, right? Assisted living, that's the idea. And so call him and talk to him about what's going on. But also, even once you make that decision, which I know it's hard to make, which one? Because there's like 30. Well, he knows all of them, and he'll help you find just the right one, you know, the right cost, the right culture, exactly what your loved ones want. 712-0887, or look them up online, assistedlivinglocators.com. 827 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, if all goes as planned, a vote for the new Speaker of the House will happen later on today. However, it does remain unclear whether Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio will have enough votes to secure that position. Former President Trump will be headed back to New York City courtroom today, where his businesses are the center of a $250 million civil fraud trial. Trump's expected to hear testimony from his accountant and several real estate executives that appraised his properties. And in the first 2 weeks of the fiscal year, the Border Patrol has now caught dozens of illegal immigrants from the Middle East. That's bringing up some concerns about possible terrorism at the Texas border with Mexico.
The opportunity for a cell of Hamas to get through that way, it's a lot easier now than it was, you know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
That's Professor Danny Davis, who is an expert on terrorism at Texas A&M. And he says the border allows anybody to sneak across. Nearly 60 Syrians were caught in the last 2 weeks, and also 30 Iranians. Some of those were red flags on the FBI's terror database.
Oh, wow. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, I love knowing science people. I have a lot of science friends, and I got a text in from my science friends. That little weird echoey reverb thing that we're having with Sam Abel. She says that she thinks probably that was feedback from the Gulf Breeze UFO.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
It makes perfect sense. I hadn't realized that that was the explanation, but no, that does definitely explain it. We will search no farther for any better explanation whatsoever. That's great. Like Gulf Breeze UFO.
They have t-shirts for that UFO. I see them in the store all the time.
And the song. You know, you have the great song. It's fantastic. Interesting legal case. The you know, in Florida, we have this prohibition against felons having guns, right? Which is not that uncommon. You would think that's not a big deal. That was one sneeze. Wait for the second one.
God bless
anyway, Attorney General Ashley Moody urging the Florida Supreme Court now to reject a challenge to that law. There's been a challenge. A felon wants to own a gun. And we'll say no. 13-page brief, clear that longstanding prohibitions on the possession of firearms by felons do not infringe on the Second Amendment. I don't even understand their argument, but it's based on the New York State rifle and pistol ruling Supreme Court handed down. So I would expect this is likely to get laughed out of court. But, you know, you can always try. You can always try. It is an interesting one, though, because, you know, we have rules about who can get to vote, you know, after you've been a felon and you've had your, you know, you've had your record expunged, or if you've paid off your fines or all that kind of stuff. Same thing with guns. And there's always kind of this thing like if we're willing to trust people with the vote, why are we not willing to trust them with the gun? Because, you know, really a vote is theoretically, philosophically, the vote is the substitute for a gun. Like instead of engaging in civil war to decide our disagreements, we engage in voting, which is violence by proxy, by ballot. You know, our 10,000 could beat your 6,000 if we actually took to arms, and so instead we don't do that, we do an election. But it's kind of, it's an interesting question philosophically, whether and which felons should be able to own firearms ever again, you know, especially if the felony involved some kind of a force or violence or something like that, in which case I typically say no. But if it's a, you know, let's call it a white-collar felony or something that doesn't involve force, I'm more open to the question, particularly because I'm also open to the issue of voting, which to me, there's a deep connection between those two things.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden flies to Israel tonight for meetings tomorrow with Israeli leaders about the war with Hamas terrorists in Gaza, then to Jordan for meetings with Arab leaders. There are more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza and shelling in Lebanon.
Rockets continue to strike Israel, both from the Gaza Strip and in the north, as Hezbollah continues to ratchet up tension and the risk of opening a second front.
Fox's Mike Tobin in southern Israel. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan hopes to win the House Speaker's gavel today. A vote's planned on the House floor this afternoon, maybe multiple votes if Jordan doesn't get enough support. Ohio Republican Mike Turner on Fox and Friends.
Some of them are concerned about spending. Some of them are concerned about the budget. Some are concerned about defense. All of those areas, I think Jim has responded to. He just, you know, needs to be able to make certain he can get this over the line, and I think he's very close.
Kevin McCarthy was voted out as House Speaker 2 weeks ago today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, it's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, 51 degrees, beautiful morning, bright blue skies out there right now in Pensacola. A Baldwin County school band leader arrested on child pornography charges. Deputies arrested 30-year-old Bryant Ramey in Spanish Fort yesterday. The sheriff's office says a search warrant was served at Ramey's home in Spanish Fort and on his personal electronic devices. That led to the discovery of those illegal images. Investigators say they learned Ramey worked as a band instructor at a school in Baldwin County. Deputies say they don't know that any illegal material was downloaded on school property, but they will be reporting their findings to the school board there. The school district says Ramey's now been placed on administrative leave pending the results of this investigation. Well, Congressman Matt Gaetz will get his wish later today.
If they don't want to vote for him, let him do it in public. I'm tired of these closed-door private struggle sessions that House Republicans have been having. Instead, we need to move to the vote and let the chips fall where they may.
A full House vote on Jim Jordan as the next House Speaker is scheduled for noon Eastern today. Gaetz expressing frustration at Speaker Pro Tem Patrick McHenry, who opted to give Congress the weekend and also Monday off after Jordan secured the Republican nomination. The University of West Florida has now been awarded a grant that'll go towards supporting students that are also parents. The Educational Research Center for Child Development received a four-year, $1.6 million grant from the Department of Education. That money will assist Pell-eligible and Pell-recipient student parents with the cost of child care. ERCCD parents will get anywhere from 50 to 90% of child care fees, depending on several factors, including the number of classes they're enrolled in, how many kids are enrolled at the center, and whether they are the single head of the household. In an effort to increase safety at local schools, the Escambia School District now purchasing mobile weapon detectors. They say these can be put up at the entrances of the schools, at auditoriums, and at gymnasiums.
With OpenGate, you're not taking out cell phones, you're not taking keys out, you're passing through what would generally look like a metal detector, but now we're going to see whether you have weapons on you.
And that is school safety specialist Kyle Kinzer. He talked with Channel 3 about it. And according to OpenGate, this system is pretty light, only weighs 25 pounds and requires about 1 minute to set it up. A Tampa Bay rescue organization giving credit to Governor Ron DeSantis for helping to get Americans rescued from Israel. Project Dynamo, of course, over the weekend flew 270 people into the state of Florida at the Tampa airport. Founder Brian Stern says Governor DeSantis paid for that plane and four others as well. Right now, no word on exactly how much the state paid. Stern says it is the first time, though, that any government agency has assisted him financially in one of the organization's rescue missions. Stern says he talked to State Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie, and about 20 minutes later, they were in business. Guthrie says two more of those flights are in the works at the moment. Rick Scott believes we have a significant risk of a terror attack. Senator Scott telling Fox Business yesterday that with an open border, and knowing people on the terror watch list have been coming across. Scott also says that we had to annihilate ISIS if we wanted to make sure we didn't have another attack. It is 8:35 right now, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
All right, in Milton, I-10 westbound, just west of exit mile marker for the exit for the mile marker 26. The roadway is blocked there. I'll get it out. And Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point westbound, we've got construction there like always, and it's pretty slow this morning. This traffic report is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim tip line at 877-MAD-HELP or visit madd.org. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Sunny skies for today. We are going to have temperatures warming up near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 54. Slight warm up as we go into the middle of the week. Temperatures in the mid-70s, plenty of sunshine. 74 for Wednesday, 58 for Wednesday night. For Thursday, 10% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 51 degrees in Pensacola, 52 in Gulf Breeze, 48 in Milton. And your money now this morning. Our markets are opening down. The Dow's down 101.36 at 33,883.18. The S&P 500 down 32.14 this morning at 43,41.49. The NASDAQ is down 152.40 at 13,415.59. Our 10-year bond rate up slightly, though, at 4.83%. Gold price is up today at $1,936.60. Silver price is also up a bit at $22.88. Bitcoin down 275.39 right now at 28,245.01. Ford's chairman calling on the UAW to make a deal and end the acrimonious talks. Bill Ford warned on Monday that the ongoing strike by UAW is threatening the future of his company, and he says the entire American automotive industry. Last week, more than 8,000 workers walked off the job at the Ford plant in Louisville, Kentucky. LinkedIn is laying off nearly 700 employees. Most of the job cuts involve the engineering staff in the organization, along with reductions in the company's finance and human resource groups. LinkedIn says the cut announced those cuts in a memo, citing challenging economic times. And despite high grocery prices, looks like we might actually pay a little bit less for the star dish of many Thanksgiving meals this year.
You know, I think from a consumer standpoint, we got some fairly good news on the turkey front.
USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum says turkey supplies are up, which means prices are down.
But right now, I mean, we are looking at wholesale frozen hen prices at about $1.18 a pound, which compares to about $1.80 a pound a year ago. So indeed, prices are for whole birds are lower than they were a year ago.
Wholesale prices are 34% lower than last year, and Shagum says retailers could decide to offer an even better bargain in order to lure in more customers. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
And right now it's 8:38. Our next news at 9, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
Beach-a-ween is back on Friday from 4 to 8. Bring the family out to the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk to enjoy a free night of fun. Bounce houses, games, face painting, food, and
a Cat Country Kids costume contest.
This freaky fun event is brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Celebrate Beach-a-ween on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk from 4 to 8 on Friday. It's Beach-a-ween.
Trick-or-treat!
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's one of your final weeks to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax, watch the sunset, and enjoy your favorite bands. This week, it's Pensacola's bluegrass house band, String Farm.
Put the low right on me.
Hear the best in songs in bluegrass this Tuesday night at 7 with String Farm at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Shootings, beatings, those who attack. Indictments, incitement, fiction, or fact. Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack.
Who won't let me know that these are difficult times?
keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world when you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I'm actually stealing today's frivolous topic from Pensacola Right Now. Yesterday, I was listening to Joe and John talking about this a little bit, and I had it on my list of prep yesterday, and I just forgot to mention it. Yesterday was the 100th birthday of the Walt Disney Company. 100 years since Walt Disney started that company. And so the question, the natural and a good question that they asked, and I will ask the same thing, is if you could only have one Disney movie. And I know it's not a fair question, right? Because, you know, how dare you say no? Because saying yes to the one means saying no to the other. But if you want to pick even like your top two or three, that's fine. No problem. I won't judge you because there are so many of them are so good. And I'm thinking particularly I'm not necessarily including, like, you know, although it's hard to exclude them, like Mary Poppins or Bedknobs and Broomsticks or Chitty Chitty Bang Bang or something like that, you know, Swiss Family Robinson. I'm thinking animated, you know, particularly because I don't want to get into, like, you know, does the Titans, does that count? Well, I mean, you know, remember the Titans, you know, yeah, I mean, it is, but it's not, you know, right? And I'm not including, also, not fair, you cannot lump Pixar movies in, even though that was a late acquisition because, you know, keep it separate, okay? Don't cross the streams. Learn your lesson from Ghostbusters. So 437-1620, 437-1620. What is your preferred top one, two, or three if you want to go? You know, I don't mind you put in a couple because there are many. There's like, what, 72 Disney animated films, I think. And that's if you count some of the, like, Pixar stuff. But 437-1620, 437-1620. Jake, do you have a preferred?
I grew up with Lady and the Tramp, so I'm very fond of that one.
Nicely done, yeah. A little sharing of the sharing of the pasta, you know, across strata, right. Love affair. You know, you love to see that, and you know the rough and tumble kid gets the beautiful girl. Yeah, I mean, it's all good stuff in Lady and the Tramp. It's
stereotypical Italian restaurant owners.
Well, that's right. Yes. That's right. And you know, at every good movie from Disney nowadays comes with some kind of a trigger warning. So, you know, they're all offensive in one way or the other, which I think that makes them, you know, just perfectly fine. Right. 437-1620. Oh, first answer here is a person after my own heart. That's Jungle Book. Jungle Book is what, I mean, Mowgli and Beersheba and, not Beersheba, Baloo, the bear, Baloo, that's right. Mm-hmm. And I mean, great. I will tell you, so this is not necessarily my favorite, but it's probably the one that makes me go, the most is in that vicinity is Rikki Tikki Tavi. Rikki Tikki Tavi is the story of the mongoose that protects the family against the terrible, wicked, horrible, evil cobras that try to kill the kid.
Sounds disturbing.
Rikki Tikki Tavi goes down in the hole and you don't know what's going to happen. So it's, you know, that's a great movie. But, you know, Jungle Book is a fantastic one, you know, the bear necessity. And all the songs are always what make the Disney movies so great is all of the, you know, all the songs you learn from them. Fox and the Hound. Oh, yeah. Fox and the Hound is a very, very good one. Somebody here says Bambi, which is now undergoing revision.
What?
I know. It feels like they're just messing with everything, but they're trying to figure out if there's a way to make it. This is funny. To maybe keep the mom alive or something like that. You know, and you think, well, the premise of the movie. Also, Disney. Christian folks have long-standing Christian folks have had an objection against Disney for, you know, the magic. Okay, I mean, I hear you. Mm-hmm. But more so for the family structure, because somebody's always dying. There's never an intact family in Disney, you know? I don't mean to mess it up for you, but, you know, Mufasa gets killed at the beginning of the story, right? I mean, pretty close to the beginning. And, you know, so everything about Simba is defined by losing his dad. And that's true. If you look across the board, I mean, you know, Little Mermaid has a dad, not a mom. And, you know, there's never an intact family. In fact, the one exception of that, 101 Dalmatians. No kids, you know, just dogs, right? So, well, I guess there's a kid in there somewhere. Anyway, so you don't see a lot of intact families in Disney movies. 437-1620. Oh, yeah, Little Mermaid. The original one, not the new one. The new one is fine, but the original one is amazing. And, especially the scene with the crab, Sebastian, and the cook.
He's good in the new one, too.
Well, Sebastian is fine, but they took out the chef scene. Because the chefs, they could. What they said is, they couldn't make it work in real life because it's a ridiculous buffoonery kind of scene. I think they censored because it's a violent anti-fish scene, but whatever. My grandkids love it, love watching it with grandpa, that person said. Oh, the original Pete's Dragon. Yeah, wow. That was the old, like, and there are a number of movies like this where it's a mixture of animation and live action, right? Mm-hmm. Like Mary Poppins or, you know, some of the other ones. And, you know, that's obviously a great version of that. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20, Lion King. A super classic, mm-hmm. you know, yep. coming of age, you know, lost kid, evil versus good. You know, also you get to make fun of the hyenas and, you know, Whoopi Goldberg, yep. and that's fantastic. And this is one where it's like, I will say this, I generally love all the Disney movies, except the more recent ones because I haven't gotten into them as much and I don't know them as well because I didn't grow up on them. But, you know, okay, so like, you know, Moana and Enchanted and
Encanto.
Yeah, Encanto. Yeah, all of these, you know, Frozen, they're all kind of like, I've seen them, but they weren't for my kids, they weren't for me, so it's hard to bond with them too well. But this person says Fantasia. I love Fantasia.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, if you are not tired and you want to be, you can watch Fantasia. Fantasia is work because it's not stimulating, and it will put you out if you're not paying attention. Mm. Jake's got traffic on the fives. We'll come back to this.
Yes. In Milton, I-10 westbound near mile marker 26, the roadway is blocked, so please use caution in that area. I-10 northbound before Garson Point. Both directions are slow there. I'm not seeing an accident yet, but it definitely looks like something is going on there. Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, westbound. You got your construction there this morning. This traffic report is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. If you have traffic tips, text them on in to 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you are 64 turning 65, you're going to convert over to being on Medicare, and that might produce a little apprehension in you because you're not too sure what that means. It's different from what you've ever done. And you might have questions like, what supplement? What's Advantage? What is Medicaid? Does it apply to me? And it can feel like people are calling you, trying to pressure you or sending you letters or emails. And it can be like, what do I do? Okay, I have a friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one slice she does. She helps people get over onto Medicare. Her name is Ricky Stewart. And she's just, Ricky's the best. She just really is the best. Anyway, give her a call. She's helped a lot of folks just like you figure this out. If I were 64, I'd be calling her for this too. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. So the question of the day, the frivolous question of the day was, it's a 100-year birthday yesterday for Walt Disney Corporation. What is your favorite Disney movie, and particularly animated movies? Okay, that's particularly what we're looking for. Another vote for The Lion King. It's a good vote. Somebody has Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It's a great movie. God, Snow White's a great movie. It just, and again, one of those, like, you know, well, you know, they're killing that deer, and, you know, and then the dwarves are, you know, and they're re-imaging it, like the whole thing is being redone with non-dwarves and all, you know, it's just, you people, just leave a good thing as it is. Lady and the Tramp, another vote for that one. Beauty and the Beast, oh, sure. Of course, fantastic movie, obviously, and again, with the great songs. Although, I would say this, I don't think Beauty and the Beast has the best animation. I'll say it. There are some great animated movies out there from Disney, and I'm not sure that that one is really at the top of it. Oh, Rescuers Down Under. Yes.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Weird, cool, wild, twisted, and just Rescuers in general. But, like, no, that's fantastic. Somebody says, why I like Fantasia is I can lay on the couch and snooze to it. That's certainly true. And then, you know, there's ones that, like, you don't maybe think of them. I'll tell you, a personal favorite of mine, and I know it's probably not, like, top of the list for a lot of people, but I love the Robin Hood one. I love the animated Robin Hood. Yes. I don't know. I love the hiss, and I love just every part of that. It gets me every time.
The songs are great.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'll tell you one that as soon as you think of it, you're going to feel bad that you didn't think of it. Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, yeah.
Winnie the Pooh is a fabulous movie. And I was actually looking at a list. Rotten Tomatoes had a, you know, top 70 or ranked in order or whatever. And it's funny to me because they have Winnie the Pooh listed down here around the 20-something with a 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm like, well, brother, you just don't believe much in your own rating system, do you? So, at number 36, they actually have it below Piglet's Big Movie, which is not as good, even though that one only rates 70%. So it's very concerning to me and very confusing, frankly. I don't think we mentioned Pinocchio. We did mention Pinocchio, Dumbo, Sleeping Beauty, Aladdin, just, you know, fantastic movies. I mean, some of these movies were even like, we had, Let's see. A Whole New World from Aladdin was one of our wedding songs. Oh, wow. My wife loved all the Disney movies, so you know, she was big, and I was certainly into them as well. But yeah, 100 years of Disney, pretty good. This, I mean, you can raise your concerns, okay? You can raise your criticisms, but generally speaking, they produced an awful lot of joy for an awful lot of people over that time. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want somebody who's going to work for you, work on your behalf, get things done, and be fantastic at the customer service. And not just Christina, but we always say this, and her team at 11 Rinky Realty. And I was just reading a review online from Kelly about Dylan Smith, one of her teammates. And he says, Dylan Smith with the Leavenworth team is by far the greatest realtor I've ever had. He not only helped me get my home, but helped me understand the whole process of becoming a homeowner along the way. Every time I called him, he was available to me. And if he was busy, he'd let me know immediately that he'd get back as soon as possible. He did just that. I really don't know when this man even gets to sleep, since he seems to be so dedicated to his work. Dylan treated me like I was his own family while helping me find my forever home, and I truly couldn't be more grateful. If you want a realtor with excellent care and communication skills, Dylan is your guy. And by the way, it's not just Dylan. You know, what I say about Christina is she's tremendously successful on her own, but she has surrounded herself with a group of like-minded and like-hearted people to really care and be passionate about the work. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
This fall in Pensacola, Florida, celebrate 10 years of FUFU. This year promises to be bigger, funner, and, well, artier. Engaging art installations, livelier music, more amazing cuisine, and a vibrant culture that's contagious. Discover it all this fall. Come celebrate 10 years of FUFU Fest, November 2nd through the 13th in Pensacola, Florida. Start planning at FUFUFest.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy another evening downtown with friends and neighbors for another Gallery Night Pensacola Trick or Treat Edition. Check out the newest edition, Gallery Night's Market Zone at Government, across from Plaza Ferdinand. The Pensacola Lionfish Festival is Saturday and Sunday on Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. Enjoy the games, educational booths, art, filet demos, and eat some lionfish. See PensacolaLionfishShootout.com. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola, right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You get the hell out of here before I throw you out.
Don't fret me, Al. You're out of shape. I'll kick your ass.
I'm not sure if having Kelly LeBrock threaten me with physical violence is a threat or a dream come true, but it's something. It's something. 8:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The baseball has been interesting early on. You had the Rangers get a monster lead on Texas early on in the first inning. They had like 5 hits and an error, producing 4 runs in the first 16 pitches of the first inning yesterday. Oh, man, that's rough. Now, Valdez, you know, he threw the ball away going to first, so maybe it's a little bit of his own fault, but man, it's just like seeing, like, if they were throwing the ball through the infield to get hits, that's about how it seemed like they were hitting. It was kind of amazing. So they managed to go on and win that game against the Astros 5-4, first one to them. And then you also had the game with the Diamondbacks playing yesterday and losing the first game against the Phillies. I mean, God, Kyle Schwarber's a monster, and hitting that home run, and another one after that from Castellanos. So, and Harper got one. So good game so far. We'll see. You know, we'll see. It's a long thing. It's a best of 7 in both cases. So this is the part of the baseball season where non-baseball fans are like, that's only the first 2 games. You know, there's a best of 7, and then after that, there's a best of 7. Too much.
100.
Yeah, exactly. But y'all weren't with us for 162, so it's okay. 8:54 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, we have an experiment to do. You ready to do our experiment here in a second, Jake?
Yes, I'm ready.
Almost.
I'm ready.
Coca-Cola Company has been experimenting with flavor profiles. They have been coming out with new flavors, and not new Coke, But they think that, I guess this is to push back against like the seltzer thing, you know, where people want these weird different flavors and stuff. Mm. I don't understand, because anytime I've ever tasted a seltzer, I pretty much wanted to die thereafter because they're horrible. But if you love them, great for you. You're wonderful. The world's made up of different kinds of people. There's lots of flowers in God's garden, okay? but, you know, Coca-Cola is now inventing these new flavors, and they don't tell you what the flavor is. It's not like they're making, you know, raspberry Coca-Cola. They're making optimistic Coca-Cola, or like there's Starlight, which is inspired by space, or Dream World, which is supposed to taste like dreams, or Byte, B-Y-T-E, which is supposed to have a pixel flavor.
Oh, yes, because pixels have a flavor.
What's the taste of pixels? I have no idea. It's a visual thing, okay?
It'd be grainy, kind of salty, kind
of? Yeah, I know, it's odd. Okay, a little bit too big, you know, sometimes too visible. So now Coca-Cola Y3000. Why 3,000, you ask? Me too. But apparently it's supposed to taste like the future. So we've got a couple in here.
Yep,
Candy brought these in today, so we'll try these in a moment. The key thing about this, futuristic flavored, co-created with artificial intelligence. So the AI talked to people or looked on the internet and discovered what flavors taste like future, and then it created a blend. I am genuinely terrified to eat anything made by the AI. We'll get to that in just a second. Traffic on the 5.
Oh,
what do you got,
man.
Jake?
Wow. Okay. I'm looking forward to this. Milton, I-10 westbound near mile marker 26. We've got the roadway blocked there, so please use caution. And then in good old Tiger Point, Gulf Breeze westbound construction. It's looking really slow there. So that's all we got for today. Have a wonderful day, folks. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Where are you going?
I don't know how it's going to be after
here?
I drink this. I don't know.
All right.
I might not be able to come back to the microphone.
Very good. Oh, and I can't do this right now. I guess we'll, okay, let's try this soda.
Okay, here
let's
we go.
See how it goes.
All right.
Okay, so this is us, you know, live on the air opening. There you go. That's a double open right there.
There we go, yeah.
Okay, you ready? We're going to go. This is, again, the Y3000 Coca-Cola built by AI meant to taste like the future. Smells
like Pepsi.
Smells like Sprite to me.
Sprite?
Or Slice. Smells citrusy. All right, let's give it a...
It tastes exactly like Pepsi. I'm sorry. That is Pepsi in a can.
It tastes like RC.
Oh, yes, RC.
It's not because I'm a Pepsi preferred over Coke.
It's an
but it's not good RC. It's like, and it's not strong. The extra flavor is more like aftertaste.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll drink it. It's.
You're right, dude. That's RC Cola.
It's RC with like a little ginger ale.
Mm. So the AI figured out that we love
that
RC,
we RC
Cola.
Yeah, well, it is a southern flavor. So, okay, fair enough. Yep. There we go. Experiment over. And now, and it's also, can I just kind of tell you this? This is not a knock on candy. It's the 7.5 milliliter can. It's the 7.5 fluid ounces, so it's like 222 milliliters. It's smaller. It's the junior size. It's
right.
It's the just enough soda to make you angry. Because, you know, like I think... The proper amount of soda is usually 16 to 18 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
One can is never enough for a meal. That's what I'm thinking of. The meal portion is never enough. Like beer, at least they make it a little bit larger. You know, 16 ounces. The pint is about right sometimes. Depends on what you're doing. But, you know, the one can of soda, the 12 is never enough.
No.
It's just enough to where you get to like, I got 3 more bites of this pasta. What am I going to do now? I guess I'll get another can. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, let's do future news, because we actually have something to do right at the end of future news, but go ahead, play the music.
Okay, here we go.
Future news. Sinaloa cartel says no more fentanyl. Don't make fentanyl. Don't sell fentanyl. The U.S. is coming for us. For real, propaganda, disinformation. Are they going to actually stop making and selling fentanyl?
No.
No, there's no chance. There's way too much money in it. Is Jim Jordan? We keep asking this. We're finally to the day. Should be today. Are we going to have Speaker Jordan?
I'm saying no. Although you're the eternal optimist.
I am. I'm Charlie Brown with the football. I say yes. We'll give it a shot. And will we be expelling Floridians who express support for Hamas?
Man, I wish we could.
Look, life, part of society, civil society, is getting along with people you can't get along with. And that means even people who say they support horrible, terrible, awful things. That's the core definition of political disagreement. I have Florida State tickets. Playing against Duke this weekend, and in honor of a good friend of mine who recommended it, caller number 4, because they're ranked number 4 right now. Undefeated, ranked number 4, caller number 4 wins 2 tickets to watch them play Duke this Saturday.
News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.